Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show. We've painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure.
Back from vacation.
Yeah.
Yes, Kid Nation, yes. We got your messages. We know how it is.
Glad to be back.
Very well rested. At least we think we're well rested because for some reason, Kelly and I were talking about this earlier, it's so hard to sleep the day before going back to work. And it was the same thing when I was in school.
Yeah.
Because you get so excited. It's like the first day back. You don't know who's going to be in your class.
And you're fussing at yourself. Go to sleep. Makes it worse.
You can't. We had lights. My wife put up some lights in our patio, and they fell down. Those little bulbs that sound like they pop. You go, pop, 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 pop.
Yeah.
So that definitely didn't help. Woke me up from my dream that I was having of white cheddar.
Oh.
Dreaming about white cheddar.
Yeah. It was a work dream, too. I went to the wrong building, and then we were doing ninja things to get down the building because the elevator broke.
Oh, so both of y'all went to the wrong building.
Yeah. But he was mad, and he was mad at me for going to the wrong building. But so it was basically our relationship in a nutshell.
Yeah.
You know, that's how it goes.
Just a little anxiety.
Right.
Some time off.
Exactly. But our boy Trey probably had the biggest vacation of them all because Big Trey.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
You now have a missus.
That's right. I've got a wife. I'm a husband.
Wow.
Yay. Nice. Congratulations, bro.
Thank you very much.
How does it feel?
It feels pretty much the same.
Yeah. Didn't we tell you that?
Yeah. I guess a little different because I'm paying attention to my hand a little more from the ring, but that's about it.
Do you mess with it a lot?
All the time.
Yeah, isn't that weird?
It's just a fidget spinner now.
Did you honeymoon or are you later? Or?
We honeymooned immediately after. We went and had the wedding. It was in Mexico on the beach, and everybody says something's going to go wrong.
Right.
Something's going to go wrong. Just keep the bride calm and then work it out. You'll be all right. Absolutely nothing went wrong. It was completely perfect.
And you kept it very small, right? Like just a couple of people?
16 people total, including us two. It was great.
How many groomsmen and bridesmaids and all that?
Just my little brother was my best man, and her sister was her maid of honor.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Now, Kelly, help me out with something. If you're not invited to the wedding, you don't have to buy a wedding gift, right?
Well, it's a nice thing to do with someone.
What would you like?
For so many years.
What do you have need, Trey?
We're registered.
Kelly Raspberry sent us a wonderful gift already because she's considerate and wonderful.
Well, I didn't even like,
that was for me and Kelly.
I don't even have a link to your registry.
We're gonna have a reception here, invite everybody so everybody can drink and eat together. Yeah, it'll just be a big party. It'll be in August.
Okay, cool.
So my wedding went perfectly.
Yeah, I'm booked like months out.
Hope is outdoor.
We don't have a party day yet.
Seriously.
I was supposed to actually bring those invitations today and left them on the counter, but you'll get them tomorrow.
Okay.
So our wedding went perfect. The problem was there were two weddings at this resort, and the wedding the night before, the groom had a heat stroke in the middle of saying his vows.
And passed out.
They had to have like the reception without him. Like, there was partying and dancing while the groom was getting IVs back in his
reception
room.
Reception resuscitator.
Gotta hydrate. That's the mistake. Yeah.
He forgot. He was just probably having a good time drinking a lot.
Tequila,
And that was what producer Nick said. He's like, are we sure that he really had a heat stroke, or is that just the convenient excuse? He was just hammered.
So they never really got to formally say I do?
Right, exactly. So they while we were doing our wedding, they had one set up like just down the beach from us. It was crazy. So everything went great for us on the actual wedding. The problem is the honeymoon came around.
Okay.
And, I've never been to Mexico before.
China. Oh, that was your first?
Yes.
And it wonderful?
It was absolutely beautiful, and I couldn't ask for a better scenery for our wedding. Mm. Our honeymoon, we had a wonderful view.
Right on the beach.
The weather was perfect for you,
Look at
man.
The pictures on Kid TV.
Yeah. The problem came from water, I guess.
Depending on where you are.
Not on purpose. I don't know exactly what happened.
Ice cubes, bro. That's where a lot of people
frozen
go wrong.
Drinks.
Yeah.
But it was a tsunami of body liquids.
Oh, Trey!
It's fine, Trey. We all do it on our first. I remember I got street shaved ice. It was a bad idea.
You're trying to consummate?
I was so paranoid. I used bottled water to brush my teeth. I was so paranoid. I ate Pepto-Bismol tablets every day. I was terrified of getting it.
Yeah. So what happened, Trey?
Well, I was so distraught at about 4 a.m.
Oh, no, man.
Kara, my wife, was like, I'm calling the hotel doctor. I'm calling somebody.
She didn't get sick.
She was fine. And so she's like, I'm calling the hotel doctor. The hotel doctor comes and knocks on the door. She opens it, and it looks like he just stepped off the set of a Mexican soap opera.
Yeah,
the
did.
Man is a dime piece.
Oh, yes.
I mean, it is, like, it's JC if he went in the medical field like he was planning on beforehand. Like, he's
wow,
just,
so JC, wow, so you have a crush on JC.
Totally.
Mary yeah. Trey's nice.
Was he wearing a football helmet?
He was shirtless.
But with just the
stethoscope.
Yeah.
And so he ended up having to give me a shot for nausea. I'm laying in the fetal position on the cold floor.
Was it in the butt?
Yes. So I'm laying in the fetal, and Kara's like trying to explain to him what's going on.
Mr. Trey, can you please pull off your pants?
Dr. Chavez, thank you.
Mrs. Trey, you can also remove your pants.
So I'm having to hold Kara's hand.
Put them over here on top of mine.
Why is everyone naked?
I'm holding Kara's hand, and like he's getting ready to give me a shot right in the butt, and I give the like the noise as he's sticking me in the butt. This is the most emasculating thing I've ever been a part of.
But
right here on the honeymoon. Oh, it helped entirely. Another 3 hours go by, and I feel much, much better.
Good.
Got some antibiotics, and we're back in the game.
Good. Yeah. So you got to make the wedding official and everything.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
First time. It was amazing.
I'm quite sure. Yeah, glad you waited, Trey.
Where'd the hot doctor go after that? Somebody else's room?
The bar?
Yeah.
making drinks?
I assume back to his hot wife.
Back to the set.
Yeah, back to the set of the soap opera he's filming.
Oh, man. That's funny.
Awesome.
Oh, man, Trey. That's got a cool. shot in the butt on your honeymoon.
It was uncomfortable.
Yeah. I guess we've gotten shots in the butt during vacation.
I mean, yeah.
No, I've never had a shot on vacation.
We got the vitamin B12.
B12.
Oh, yeah,
B12.
I did.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Well, no, when I got the gallbladder. The gallbladder attack in New York City, remember? And I had to go to the hospital.
You had to get a shot in the butt.
Yeah.
Well, Trey, you're not the only one with an awkward moment during vacation because Cammy had one as well from Kid TV.
Oh, really?
Sure.
Yeah, and I think we're going to have you call in Kid Nation in a few and give us your awkward vacation moments.
Sure.
She'll come in here, Cammy. She can give us her rendition of the story. Because I feel like everyone, I don't know if you had an awkward moment during vacation. We had an awkward moment. We had to leave the club as well. But, Cammy, what happened to you guys?
Hello. Okay. So, what happened was...
Where were you?
I was getting lunch with my best friend. So, we had the week off.
Yeah.
So, my friend who had to work, I was like, I'll come up and meet you for lunch. So, we go to this restaurant, and we're sitting there, minding our own business, eating our lunch. And a woman who was probably in her 30s comes up to our table and she looks right at my best friend and says, hey, are you single? And
okay.
My best friend goes, actually, no, I'm not. I have a boyfriend. And she is like, okay, how old are you, by the way? She's like, I'm 25. So she's like, okay, well, I'm trying to set up my best friend. Like, he's looking for someone. I'm trying to set him up with someone. And so I'm just kind of asking around.
Okay, yeah. That's a good friend.
So
yeah.
I'm just sitting there kind of...
Yeah, like why did she ask her?
She asked her.
I'm single.
So she stands there at her table for a second, just kind of quiet. And I was like, oh, is she not going to ask me?
Apparently, you were not her type.
I was not. And then she did. She ended up.
Fire. She felt bad.
But you felt like it was out of politeness.
It was a pity thing.
Well, forget it now.
Were you sitting there like rubbing your hair? Like,
hi,
I'm over here.
Single too.
Single Cammy, they call me.
Yeah, so it was a little awkward. And I guess that I'm not her friend's type.
Well, dudes do have types. So, you know, maybe it wasn't any diss necessarily against you.
Is she not going to ask me? Hey, Kid Nation, if you had an awkward encounter during vacation, we want to hear about it. 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
Mine, it was my friend's wife, and it was so awkward that we had to leave the club.
Oh.
Yeah.
You get kicked out?
We didn't get kicked out. We left voluntarily because it just was not the right situation for us.
Oh.
So share your awkward moments with us. I'll tell you what happened during our vacation next.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Love letters to Kelly's coming up in about an hour and 20 minutes, Kid Nation. Head on over to KidNation.com if you want to write our love expert. We are about 20 minutes away from playing 6 Seconds from the Beach for your chance to win a vacation.
Nice.
Yeah, you'll have a good time. Baker's Cave Resort, Key Largo. That's where you're going to be staying. That's where we stayed during our family vacation, and we had
pretty
a blast.
Awesome. Yeah.
But speaking of vacationing, we're talking about awkward vacation moments. Trey just told us that on his honeymoon, He must have drank some of the water in Mexico, and Montezuma came out with revenge.
Aww.
He had a hot doctor, hot male doctor, show up the room and give him a shot in the butt. Everything was well after that. So we wanted to hear about your embarrassing vacation moments or awkward moments on vacation at 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
We had a bit of an awkward moment on our vacation.
Oh.
So we took a friend's trip that we take every single year, right? And normally we go to Mexico, but this year we switched it up and we went to Miami.
Oh, cool.
Way more expensive, by the way.
With kids? Without kids?
Without kids.
Okay.
And boy, it is. Miami is fun, but it costs you a little pretty dime.
Yeah.
So we decided we wanted to go to a club one of those nights because we don't get to go to clubs very often anymore because we have kids. And 50 Cent was actually going to be at one of these clubs.
Oh, really?
Oh,
and
hey.
He was going to be in the club.
He was going to be in the club.
Out of full of booze.
Yeah. Mama, he got what you need, you know? So we decided that's going to be our spot. So we called around, finally found a way in.
Were they trying to use your connections? Be honest.
Yeah, you're a radio guy.
We're trying to use my connections. We're trying to use Thorgis was with us. He's got connections out there. And then first night, we ended up meeting this super rich dude. And they ended up being the connect that got us in.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, this guy had like a $14 million home. I don't know how we ended up at this house, but yeah. So this guy set us up, and we just randomly...
Yeah, how did you end up at that home?
Kelly, oh my goodness, I don't know.
Yeah, who took one for the team?
We just... you meet people, one of our buddies was out there, and he's like, yeah, I'm hanging out with a couple people I met. You guys want to roll through at their house? We expected it was going to be a little house and go out.
Yeah,
where is apartment?
It was a huge house, and so we stayed there. Then
that's
he
the best
us.
Part. It happens when you travel. It's so cool.
So he invited us on a boat. It was wild. The first wild night, but thanks to this meet, we got to get into the club.
Yeah.
And so we walk in there looking like tourists. I'm wearing my nice little floral shirt. No, it's a shirt.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
Oh, sleeves.
Yeah, I got the sleeves. Tank top under it.
Oh.
Because it's Miami, and I'm wearing on some nice pants.
Yeah.
My friends as well. We're all looking good. And we start realizing we're not dressed like the crowd here at the club.
How are they
Miami
dressed?
Steps it up, brother.
The girls were wearing a lot of pasties.
Oh.
Yeah, and the guys were just super cool. Just a lot of them were designer, but then some of the guys...
I feel like I know where you went. That club.
Yeah.
That's open all night.
Uh-huh.
Isn't that every club in Miami?
It was Liv, I think it was.
Oh, not 11.
Not 11.
When I went down there and we were looking for going out wear, a lot of the men wear see-through shirts.
Yeah, there was a lot of see-through shirts.
A lot of
not at this club. This club, the guys were dressed more like...
Dressed nice,
street cred. Street cred dress, I guess I would call it.
Yeah.
So we already stand out like a highlighter. And my friend's wife is one of those, she's one of those social butterflies. Mm-hmm. She likes to go talk to people.
Okay.
And so this crew walks in, and automatically the first guy you see is this 6'6" man with tattoos on his face and neck. And just one of those guys I wouldn't want to beef with.
Yeah.
I wouldn't want to get into any altercation with. Maybe I would just stay away from him just in case, because he didn't look like a very happy person at the time.
Rick Ross?
Kind of looked like a Rick Ross, but slimmer.
Why would you be in a bad mood?
Slimmer?
Yeah.
You know? I don't know, Kelly. Especially if 50 Cent's going to be there.
50 Cent's going to be there. And
what
so,
is he got to be upset about?
I don't know gang troubles.
So my my friend's wife notices that he's wearing a red Cincinnati Reds hat.
Okay.
And she's from Cincinnati.
She is?
Yeah.
Oh, shout out.
So she's like, oh, a fellow Cincinnati, Ohio person. Let me go right on over. And so we see her just break away from our group and go over to this group of girls that are not wearing anything and this 6'6" guy.
Yeah.
Okay.
And so we see her talking to him, and he's just staring at her like, said.
Yeah.
And about 2 minutes into the conversation, she just kind of turns around and comes back very slowly.
Oh.
And we go, what happened? And she goes, well, I walked up to him and I asked him if he was from Cincinnati, because I'm from Cincinnati and I want to give him a hug. And then he goes, no, I just look good in this color, so I like to wear it.
Oh, okay.
Right. So by this time, they're starting to walk by us. And she goes, oh, there's my friend right there with the Cincinnati hat. And he goes, I would die for this color.
Oh. The blood.
Okay. So he's just staring at us. Like, we should know what he's talking about. So we're like, yeah, man, I would die for this floral plant.
I would die for this pattern.
That's when we realized that's not what he meant.
Yeah.
So we had a very awkward encounter with that guy.
So you realized you should probably leave.
Yeah, we ended up just going like, this is not our scene, I don't think.
But, so you didn't see 50?
No, 50 Cent apparently showed up at like 3 or something.
Dude, the club's don't open in Miami till midnight.
Yeah, right. We got there at 10.
It's a late.
Yeah.
That's a hard adjustment.
We were at 10. We were out by.
I'm tired by 12.
We were tired by 12. We left. That encounter scared me a little bit. So we walked out. The way he just looked at us, he said, I would die for this color. Like, yep.
Yeah, all right.
Well, yep. That's a stupid reason to die.
Kelly.
No, I like Kelly, purple.
Kelly.
I'm not going to put my life on the line for purple.
JC, I potentially did something illegal.
You did? What?
I unintentionally smuggled meat.
You're a meat smuggler?
And I did not know that I couldn't do that.
You didn't get caught?
I shouldn't say this story, should I?
Well, now we know that you smuggled meat.
Cured. Sealed.
Wait a minute. You're supposed to sign that document when you get off the plane.
Didn't know until I unpacked my clutch and I had cured. I had that.
Wait, did you say
that
seal
meat? That Iberico seal.
Sealed. Okay.
Yes. I brought back baby seal. Oh, no. No, like that
you.
Ham.
Yeah. Because they're on top
no,
of those.
Oh, I know. And I didn't know that I couldn't bring back delicacies from Spain until you get back and you're like, oh, plants. Yes, but it was unintentional because it was packed in my checked.
Oh, no.
Yeah. And I was like, oh, no. And I'm saying this loud. I hope this is going to be trouble. It was very unintentional. I'll bring it for y'all to enjoy. And it was sealed off.
It's here now.
It was those pigs that only eat hazelnuts.
Oh, so good.
That Iberico, whatever that cured meat is. I ate it the entire time.
Did you bring some?
Yeah.
That's here.
Can I bring it? Can I bring it out to y'all?
I mean, I want
to
try it.
Oh, we actually have a U.S. Customs agent on the phone right now.
My wife, seriously, I'm so sorry, but it's really good.
They could have, if they had called you into that room, you know, sometimes
you're done.
When you get to customs and they call you back to
your
bag,
you know, I'm the worst, like, at lying, too. If I had known, they're like, do you have any plants? No, I have no goods. I didn't do any shopping. Do you have any meat?
I think so.
I am, yes.
I think you would have gone to jail.
Because that's what happened to Kinsey
really?
And her grandma when they were traveling back in the day. She was trying to bring back some salami, and I guess you can't do that. So Kinsey just ate the whole stick, she says.
Ate the whole meat stick.
In front of the agent.
Good.
Yeah, she had to. You spend the money.
I would have done it. I would have.
It's expensive. I don't know. Yeah.
I'll bring it for y'all to enjoy.
I want to try it.
Oh, I hope I don't get in trouble.
We just
I'm
lots
sorry.
Of nip slips.
Awkward.
Lots of nip slips.
Really?
I should have gone on your trip after all.
No, speaking of that, Kelly, speaking of nip slips, let's get to the awkward vacation moments.
Okay.
Deborah's got a similar one. Hi, Deborah.
Hey, how are y'all?
Doing great. So what happened on vacation to you?
Well, first of all, this is Deborah from the big city of Mullins, and I had lunch with you guys a few years back at Webster's Manor in Mullins.
Yes, I remember that place.
Shout out, that's where I was born.
I call you Debbie because we're friends.
I remember that
but
place.
But I had a ball with you guys that day. But my now ex-husband and I went for a cruise to Mexico on our honeymoon.
Yeah.
So we decided to take one of the excursions, a little party boat. Well, while we're in the middle of the Caribbean on the party boat, some of us start to dive off of the top of the boat. And, of course, I had too much tequila, and I dove off the boat, and my top came down. I did not know it. I'm backstroking in the middle of the Caribbean, and my husband is screaming on the top of his lungs from the top of the boat. Because I'm backstroking amongst a lot of people with my top gone.
How much did you look?
How much
did you look? Awesome, and you know it.
How much did you have a drink?
Well,
you
backstroking? He wasn't too clean.
You backstroking and don't know your top is on?
You can't feel it.
I know.
You can't.
Really?
You think your top's on, probably.
Huh.
You're wet,
yeah.
And you're so little,
yeah.
You know, the lightweight. You don't realize suddenly you're showing everybody your business.
And I don't know what it is as a husband. We get so jealous when that happens. We're like, those are all for our eyes only.
Get territorial.
Yeah, we get all territorial.
Yeah.
All right, Debbie. Well, glad you and the girls had fun.
Yeah, literally.
Backstroking.
Yeah.
Oh, man. I could almost feel him screaming right now. Hey, Crystal.
Hey.
Awkward vacation moments. What happened to you?
Okay, so my husband and I took a long weekend. We went to a place called French Lick, Indiana.
Oh.
Yeah.
And nice.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. French Lick?
Uh-huh. French Lick, yes.
Okay,
it's
yes,
a place.
Got it.
Uh-huh. Google it. Okay, so we went and I decided to book us a couples massage. And he's not really a massage person, but he did it for me. So anyway, we go and I'm in the room and he's in the room. They take you into separate places to get your robes on and things.
Uh-huh.
And I'm laying there ready for my massage and in walks one of the spa workers with not my husband.
They gave you the wrong husband.
Well, actually, they gave him the wrong wife because the same thing happened to him. He walked into a room and there was a woman laying there. And they were like, okay, Avery, here's your wife, Crystal. And he looked at her and she looked at him and he's like, that's not my Crystal. It just happened that there were two Crystals there.
Maybe he requested the other
one.
He's like, I didn't ask for an upgrade.
Oh my gosh.
I'm telling Crystal she's the upgrade.
So where is this French Lick place? I gotta go there.
French Lick, Indiana.
It's just a town.
Yeah.
Yes, French Lick, Indiana. Yeah. Yeah. Right. We live in Illinois, so it's not far from where we live. We just wanted to take like a long weekend. So
yeah.
But yeah, it was very awkward.
Yeah. You eventually got your husband right?
Or Mac, you just decide to go with it.
Why not? When in French Lick.
Yeah, right.
Thanks, Crystal.
Everything happens for a reason.
What's up, Chuck?
What's up, guys?
What's going on, buddy?
All right, so back whenever I was in middle school, my family and I, we all went on vacation to Las Vegas at the MGM Grand. And at the start of the trip, I was just getting over tonsillitis. I was sick.
Yeah.
So the first night, while my mom and my grandparents went out gambling at the casinos, I just was going to stay in the hotel room and just relax and watch the movies. So several hours had went by. It's probably like closer to midnight at the time. And I get a knock on the door. And I figure it's one of my parents who forgot their key card.
Uh-huh.
I go to open the door. And it is this beautiful young woman. Yeah. Hot red lipstick. A long brown trench coat.
Uh-huh.
And I distinctly remember she had zebra high heels on.
Zebra
and
high heels.
As soon as she saw me, a middle schooler, she's like, "Oh, I'm sorry, honey." She goes over to the room next door, knocks on it, goes in.
Oh.
And me being ridiculous, naive middle schooler, I'm thinking to myself, "Well, if only I had $5, damn it."
Would have been a little bit more.
Yeah. Yeah.
But in middle school, you'd think.
Wow.
Yeah, can you imagine if a hot girl like that showed up to your room in middle school?
No. Or now.
Chuck had it. Yeah, or now. Yeah. Or Al.
Wow.
Did they just show up like that then?
Are they doing French Lick?
No. Hi, Jody.
Hi.
Welcome to the show. All right, so give us your awkward moment on vacation.
So this past weekend, we evacuated from Barrie, and my little boy was fishing, and he got the fishing hook stuck in his leg.
Oh.
Oh, no.
So I had to take him to the ER, and he had got nervous, so I had to take him to the bathroom because he had to poop. While he was pooping, his shorts got stuck on the other side of the hook, and the doctor and the nurse had to work on his leg while he was pooping.
Oh! Oh! Oh, my God. Oh, he's scarred for life.
Yeah.
Oh, he's scarred. He's scarred for life.
Oh, my man.
Oh, my man. Gosh.
Thank you,
Buddy's got a great story to tell.
Of course, forever.
But, oh, my gosh.
Austin, what's going on?
Hey, what's going on, everybody?
It's not much, man. Just trying to hear these awkward moments on vacation. What happened to you?
I was in high school, and my family went to a water park, and I was trying to prove myself worth. And I said, "Nah, mama, your baby boy don't need no sunscreen. He's grown."
Right.
It ended up being about 104 that day, and I ended up getting second degree burns. And as everybody else went to the aquarium, you know, et cetera, I was staying in the hotel room sizzling. And then I found out that I had developed my first ever case of hemorrhoids as well.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
Double whammy.
Yeah, you're burning all over.
Oh.
Sunburn. It was the worst experience of my life. Because not only I couldn't move, but there was also, I'm not going to go into detail, but there was also that going on at the same time.
Yeah.
Wow.
Wow. Okay.
Wow.
My mom used to say that if you sit in the toilet too long, those happen. Right?
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's why my mom always told me that.
Huh.
I know a lot of pregnant women get them.
Yep.
But I don't know why.
Yeah, you guys got a baby pushing in there.
I never had one. I don't think. How would you know?
You getting checked?
I think you know. I don't know. Never, not gonna
Your significant other can check it.
It's one of the best reviews I've received for my CBD spray. As a girl wrote me so candidly and said she had hemorrhoids when she was pregnant and used my CBD spray on her hemorrhoids. And I was like, thank you for not sending photos. But it worked. I didn't know pregnant women got them.
Wow.
It was the best review.
And she's high.
Not why?
I don't know.
I'm still learning about CBD.
I've only had a business for what? Almost a year and tell you about it? There's no THC in it, Al.
What's up, Mary?
Hi, how are y'all?
So
hi.
Oh, my gosh, this is awesome. I listened to y'all since I was so little in sixth grade. Anyways.
So you had you had an awkward situation on a cruise ship?
Yes. So two years ago, it was my first cruise. I was going with my mother-in-law and my father-in-law and his family and my husband's family.
Okay.
And we go, and there's buffets, so there's food everywhere, and I'm just like, oh, I'm in heaven. I love food. So when I'm, like, eating breakfast, I love my eggs and cheese. I'm just pounding on the food on my plate.
I'm there with
you. It's just like, yeah. So then I'm, like, eating it. And then, like, throughout the whole week, I've been having, like, Kelly, beware. I've had, like, toots the whole week, and they were bad.
Oh, the bad toots. Bad cruise toots.
Yeah. So I was just like, I don't know what it is. I think it's the eggs. So one time, the towel guy was dropping, you know, he's going to pick up towels, and then he was going to drop them off. Well, whenever he walked in, I had just let one go, and then my husband's aunt was there. My husband was there, and they were just laughing, and I'm like, Kachoo, his name is Kachoo, Kachoo, get out, Kachoo, please get out. And then he was like, what's, you know, he was confused, and I'm like, spraying Glade, I'm spraying Glade.
Oh, no.
So he, like, left, and then he never came back. So the other lady, like, dropped off the towel. I'm just like,
you probably had no idea.
That is my biggest fear. When you're in a hotel and you have one of those moments where you got to go back to the room, that they're going to walk in on you. Just like that.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Poor Kachoo.
Poor Kachoo.
He never came back. Thanks, Mary. Appreciate your call. Thanks for all your awkward moments on vacation, Kid Nation. And if you go on vacation and you find yourself in an awkward situation, go ahead and write us. Let us know about it.
Why not?
It's pretty good right there. But right now, we need a contestant to play 6 seconds from the beach. You could instantly win a vacation for four to Baker's Cay Resort Key Largo, a Curio Collection by Hilton Resort. That's what we went on our family vacation.
Sure is. And we enjoy it. We love
it. Yeah. And to win, you'll just have to identify who said a quote from our week of broadcast there, okay? Pretty simple.
Yep. I want to play.
All right, Kelly. Well, you can't because you work here, but you can be here while we play. We're looking for caller number 13 at 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
We'll play 6 seconds from the beach next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
All right, Kid Nation. On the line is a vacation for four to Baker's Cay Resort Key Largo, where we had our family vacation. And we always tell you, it pays to listen.
Right.
The show's free. And then,
boom, bonus.
You get a bonus right there. You get a trip just for listening to the show. And if you remember what we said on this vacation, you're going to do just fine.
All right.
All right, so here's how 6 seconds from the beach is going to work. And I'll get our first contestant on. The rest, the ones waiting, can listen while we have them. I think we got Stacy. It's caller number 13. Hello, Stacy.
Good morning.
Hello.
Hi.
Good morning. So what are you up to right now?
I am about to go into work.
Okay, right. Cool. So we'll try to make this quick. It's a 6 second content.
Yeah, it's just 6 seconds.
Quick. Did you listen while we were on family vacation by chance?
Someday.
Okay, someday. So maybe you listen to the show all the time and you already know our personality, so that's going to help you quite a bit. But here's how it's going to work, okay, Stacy? We're going to play you a quote. Alexa's going to read a quote that we said on vacation. We decided to fire Siri, hired Alexa. So Alexa will read you a quote, and then you have to determine in 6 seconds or less who said that quote. If you get it right, you'll score that vacation. If you get it wrong, we have to move on. Deal?
Deal.
Got it. Stacy, are you ready for that quote?
Good luck.
I am ready.
I'm playing in my head. I can't say that.
And as soon as the quote ends, your time starts. So make sure you guess as soon as you can. Deal?
Deal.
All right. Let's go.
So excited.
It doesn't matter what you think.
Kelly.
That is incorrect. Stacy,
sounds like something Kelly would say.
It does sound like something. Have a wonderful day.
For some reason, I'm in a very foul mood.
I don't know, Kelly.
This was supposed to be a fun game.
What? All right, let's move on to our next contestant. Hi, Vanessa.
Hi.
All right, so our first one was incorrect. Hopefully, you were listening during family vacation. We're going to give you the quote again, and you have 6 seconds as soon as it ends, okay?
Uh-huh.
Here we go.
It doesn't matter what you think.
Big Al.
Yes.
It's correct.
Congratulations, girl.
Yes, Big Al Mac.
Yeah, it doesn't matter what you think.
I'll probably make that the one every day.
Oh, yay.
So you just won a fabulous vacation from four to Baker's Cay Resort Key Largo, a Curio Collection by Hilton Resort. So you and three guests are going to fly out to Miami, Florida. You're going to get hooked up with a rental car for 4 days. And then you're going to head down to Baker's Cay Resort Key Largo, where you're going to stay for 3 nights. And you're going to love this new resort.
God.
Lots of tropical fun. You get to relax. You get that beach getaway that you deserve.
It's going to rejuvenate you, girl.
It's going to rejuvenate you.
Oh, my God, I'm so excited.
And
you don't have to go with Big Al.
What you think about that, Al?
It doesn't matter what you think.
Who are you going to be taking with you, Vanessa?
My husband and my kids.
There you go.
Perfect.
Ask for room 459. I think that's where I was.
Yeah, it was super.
It was a lucky room. Yeah.
Nobody visited it.
Not lucky at all. Family vacation.
Well, oh, my Vanessa. God. Thank you guys so much.
Oh, no, thank
You're going to have so much fun. Yeah. Congratulations.
Take tons of pictures and say hi to all our fans out there. What was the name of the dog again? Fell in love with the dog.
Oh, God.
Maya.
Yeah,
say hi to Maya.
Doggone it.
I could see your face,
but I couldn't think of your
name. Dog with the blue eyes. Speaking of beach vacations, Anna, I hear you crashed a beach vacation.
Yes, I sure did.
Who crashed a vacation?
Wow.
I made myself right at home with Kelly and Alan when we were in Galveston.
Yeah, she did.
Awesome.
Was this planned, or you just showed up, or?
Well, so Alicia and I have a podcast called On Cloud Wine, and for some reason, one time we started talking about Galveston, and neither of us had been since we were kids, and we talked about it for like 40 minutes, like just making jokes about it, about how like we don't remember it being like a nice beach or anything.
Yeah.
And then Kelly listened to the podcast and was like, "I'm going to Galveston." We're like, "Oh, you're going to Galveston?" So then we're going to Galveston. So when we found out Kelly was going, we also decided to go.
I thought you were more shocked that she was listening to your podcast.
Well, that too.
Yeah.
Now, when you say that crash, you hung out with them? Did you stay with them?
We invited them to come in for the day.
I'm just asking, yeah.
Were your kids there?
Uh-huh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And you showed up, kids were there and everything?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Nice.
It was awesome.
Very chill. And I really feel bad because nothing happened. I mean, it was just like, just a chill day on the beach, you know?
Do you use we have the kids with us as a tool? Sometimes I do, when you don't want people to show up somewhere.
Oh, we invited them, and we checked with you multiple times to make sure you were coming.
Yeah.
That's it.
But that's the good one. If you don't want your friends to come, like if I had Al, and he was asking about my vacation, I said I was staying in Galveston. If I didn't want him to come, I would just have to say, by the way, my kids are coming.
I got the kids. I'm like, okay.
Al is out.
I'm out. Yeah. I'm not going to stay with you and your kids.
So that was not where all the nip slips were happening then, huh?
No, those were in Mexico.
Oh, yeah.
Really?
All of us, everybody. We have a podcast. Right. We also have a podcast called A Sandwich and Some Lovin'. And my husband and I, we love this resort. We went last year and we said, we're going back. So just like Al did last year when he went to Mexico and said, hey, if anybody wants to go with me, come.
How many showed up for yours, Al?
Two.
Okay. Three. And for yours, Kelly?
Roughly 50.
Wow. Well, I mean, no, there's really no reason that... Okay, go ahead, Kelly.
There's a lot of stress, though, you know?
There's a lot of shots, and there's a lot of waves. The waves are perfect, and you're out riding the waves, and you're in the pool all day, and sometimes you don't realize your boobies are hanging out.
Did it happen to most?
It happened to you?
A lot of us. It happened to me.
So listeners got to see your boobies?
Well...
Hey, Train!
One came over and very discreetly covered me back up. That was very
Train!
Nice. My husband was like...
Again.
But see, what happens is I talk a lot.
Yes, that's true.
I'm like describing, for those that didn't see my nipple, I was describing to them what they missed.
Oh my God.
So what did we miss?
What did we miss?
I'm like, you can't even hardly see it because it's really pink. And I'm just like going on. Alan's like, can you hold your voice down just a little? What? What are you talking about? He's so loud.
Oh, man. I wish I had been there just for that.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, hear you talk about
Al.
It.
We invited Al because he did. Like we were right there where his bar used to be practically.
Yeah. Why didn't you show up, Al?
He just ghosted you.
He stopped responding to text messages.
When I came back from South Carolina, I was just exhausted from beach. We did the family vacation. I did that one. I was just tired. And so I just canceled I had tickets.
You had tickets.
I had a ticket.
No, he didn't.
I did.
He had a ticket from Texas to South Carolina, one way.
Yes.
He had a ticket from Mexico to Dallas-Fort Worth Airport, one way.
Yes. And so in the middle.
And in the middle.
And in the middle, because I wasn't 100% sure if I was going to go, so I didn't book the, you know, my connecting. I didn't know if I was going to go from South Carolina to Cancun or South Carolina back here, back home.
Were there ladies there for Big Al?
There was a ton of single women.
Yeah.
A ton. You know, because it's like, we just said, it's a couple's only, a couple's adults only resort.
Right.
You don't have to be a man and woman, like in a relationship couple.
Right.
Were there a lot of single dudes?
Not on
was J-Train the only one?
No.
J-Train?
Not on art. There were a lot of single guys there. No, they weren't a lot of single guys there.
Usually, on an all-inclusive, that's more of a couple or girls trip. It's not usually a guy's.
But there were families there with their adult children.
Yeah.
Like, a lot of 18-year-olds there.
Mm-hmm.
Al's not, perfect age.
Not fast and drinks, because in Mexico, you can drink at 18. And they just belly up. I've never seen kids drink so fast. They're like, give me another one. Give me another one.
Because they can't do it. They can't do it.
We partied with 18-year-olds last year. Yeah. Remember, Al?
Yeah.
We became friends with them. I still hang out with them on Instagram. We talk. We FaceTime each other. Yeah.
We keep it young.
Yeah, we keep it cool.
We had a lot of fun.
All right, so if you have a picture of Kelly.
Part of the nipple.
There's some pictures of me, and I don't mind posting a bad picture of me every now and then. This one's so bad. I told Alan, do not post that one.
Was it you doing
so
Orange Justice?
Bad. No, that was bad.
That was bad. Kelly doing Orange Justice as well.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Love Letters to Kelly coming up in about 20 minutes, Kid Nation.
Cool.
And Jenna, we already knew that you saw Thor at the airport and that you're a meat smuggler now.
I'm a meat smuggler.
I smuggled meat unintentionally from España. But how was España?
It was incredible. It was so great, other than the fact that I was diagnosed with mono.
Yeah.
And then upon arriving, I got the flu.
In
or
Spain?
A cold.
Oh, boy.
So I made the best of it. Nothing, I mean, being sick sucks, but being sick on your week of vacation is terrible. So,
I got the
mono, the 10-hour flight, the flu, it was terrible. It was terrible. At some point, we were changing hotels because we spent most of our time in Majorca, and I said, just leave me. Just leave me and take the camera and go explore. But I did something for the first time with my boyfriend.
Which was?
He has a bunch of motorcycles, which I hate, and I told him to get rid of the motorcycles. Yeah. We've been dating, 8 months? Never been on the back of it with him. I understand why people like them. I just think they're very dangerous, and I don't want to get in a wreck.
Okay. It's not because they're bad drivers. It's because the other people that are driving are the scary thing.
Yep.
Yeah, exactly. So we rented a motorcycle, not a scooter, a full big BMW motorcycle and drove it around the Majorcan countryside amongst cliffs, and it felt very dangerous. But a lot of people have bikes, so, you know.
Did your boyfriend become a professional photographer or something in this vacation?
He did. He's picked up photography. Isn't he great?
All the pictures came out well, and I'm like, okay, I know they went off on their own, so he had to take all the pictures, but they look great.
Well, you know, I've worked hard on my Instagram. I do a lot on there, but especially doing stuff for trade sometimes. So he just decided he wants to be better at photography, and he's been taking lessons, and I'm like, dream.
Wow.
I know people were asking if we hired a photographer. No, these were just iPhones. And the new Sony camera that I got. That's it.
Very cool.
I mean, I know how to, you know, filter and edit some photos to look good. But yeah, they turned out pretty good, huh?
Did he get sick?
He doesn't get sick because he has that Mexican, grew up in Mexico City stomach.
Yeah.
That he can eat anything from the street. And he says he's never had the flu, he's never had mono, he's never had anything in his life.
Hold on 1 second.
We got to.
Hold on 1 second. Boss man,
it's
George.
Distracting.
I'm sorry, Jenna.
Trumped?
Did you see what just happened?
Yeah, but I was in the middle of a story.
I didn't see what happened. What happened?
Bossman George doesn't want... Does he want to come back, Trey?
No, he says no. There are other medical issues.
Okay.
In addition to what you can see. So he's like, I'm just out.
So can we say what we saw?
I'll go ask.
Okay. Because as we're talking of Jenna, maybe her boyfriend catching what she had out there, Bossman George walks by with some...
Interesting development.
Interesting development.
I didn't see. I missed it.
You missed it?
Jenna saw it, I think.
I saw this big shadow pass by the window, and I looked up.
Trey, with the update?
It's a tennis accident.
Okay.
Has a little issue with his left leg.
Okay.
Amongst other things.
He's on a crutch.
Okay. He's on crutches?
And he's limping bad.
So he caught Nick's broken foot?
Yeah,
is he in leg brace, knee brace, foot brace? What was that?
It looked like he just had some kinetic tape on there.
Oh, kinetic tape. Yeah, I got
to
show that kinetic tape.
Is that tape that all the marathon people wear?
It's better than unkinetic tape.
I know about kinetic energy. pretty cool stuff.
I know about Connecticut.
I'll get the scoop.
Oh, we could do Connects?
Connect four. All right, Jenna, so back to you. Sorry, George so rudely walked by with his crutch.
No, it's fine. I hope he's okay.
Where were we?
I'm not sure.
He's never had anything. He's got an iron system.
No, I have even bigger news for y'all, but I think we might want to save it for another day.
I saw your news, and I think you might need calls for this.
Yeah.
You are going to need advice.
Yeah. When are we going to do that?
I think we should do it tomorrow.
Okay.
We should hold it for tomorrow.
Yeah, something happened yesterday, the last day of vacation. We were back home.
Yeah.
And something big has happened.
I'm halfway on it.
You're half?
I'm half.
Oh, it's
happy.
Lukewarm.
Yeah, I'm lukewarm on it.
All right.
Okay, well, tomorrow.
I see the great side of it, but I also...
Y'all.
I also know from experience.
Life's about to change.
Yeah. Oh.
For Jenna and the boyfriend?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, so we'll get into that tomorrow.
Oh.
Kid Nation, big developments in Jenna's life.
All right.
With a boyfriend.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Officially back from vacation. And so is our love expert, Kelly Raspberry, who's on the beach flashing people. Accidentally, Big Al Mac.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, she would have fit in well on the beaches of Spain.
I know, that's right.
A lot of girls.
I forgot about that until I went to one of those little coves and I stumbled down and I was like, oh.
What would you say the percentage was of women that don't wear
90.
The tops? 90% of women out there don't wear the tops. It's different.
Well, I guess
Europe.
It depends on where you go.
Yeah.
Because, of course, you have people like me.
Yeah.
That have on tops because you're accustomed to wearing bathing suit tops.
You're not used to it. Did you almost partake because there was people you didn't know out there?
I had on a one piece, so that would have been awkward.
Roll it down.
Yeah,
around my waist.
Roll it down like a romper.
All right, Kid Nation, well, let's launch into it. It's time for...
Love Letters. Love Letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
My husband and I have been together for 9 years, and I'm thinking about leaving him. Since I've been with him, he's had a tendency to get my hopes up and then just let me down. He doesn't take me out to have fun. He doesn't follow through when I ask him to do something for me, even though he says he'll do it. He doesn't buy me gifts. Now, you probably think that sounds a little vain, but I'm not the type of person who demands gifts and that they have to be expensive. He doesn't even buy me gifts on special occasions. I was very upset on Mother's Day, but I understood it wasn't in our budget at the time. So then he tries making up for it by taking me to the movies for our anniversary. Nice. I actually ended up not going because he didn't plan anything. The movie showings were too late, and he had to work earlier in the morning, so we agreed we'd go this past weekend. Then the weekend came and went, still no date, flowers, or even a card saying I love you. Look, it really hurts my feelings, and I feel that he really doesn't care. I know we're tight on money, but I don't need expensive things, just something that shows he cares. Am I asking for too much, Victoria?
No, but you married the wrong guy. I mean, I have a hard time believing this is just something that just developed after you said I do. This is one of those situations, I'm guessing, because I do not know you, where you settled for the guy because he was there, and it was just easier to marry him, and you figured, once we're married, it'll be different, and it wasn't different, and this is it. It's not going to get better, and you made babies with him, and now you've got kids, so your options are, accept the fact that, you know what, I got a roof over my head, I got an intact family, my kids are well provided for, I have a man that doesn't have a romantic bone in his body. You can live that way, or you can get the divorce and then have your kids being shuffled back and forth between two homes. Mm. Those are the two options you have, and I'm sorry I'm not more optimistic, but you're not going to change him.
He is who he is.
He is who he is, and it sounds like you have tried, so maybe you start doing, this sounds cheesy maybe, you start doing romantic things and planning them for yourself. Mm. I remember back in the day when a certain woman I will not name, her man would not buy her gifts for certain occasions. She'd buy them for herself, wrap them up, and and make a big deal. Oh, look what I got. Oh, thank you, honey. Well, guess what? Eventually, over time, he started buying her things. But, you know, she didn't make a big deal about it. She could have moped around and pouted and been sad that things didn't work out. But she just became more proactive about it. Maybe lived in her own little fantasy world.
Yeah.
But, you know, start falling in love with yourself. Draw yourself a bubble bath, put on some good music and candlelight, and I don't know, plan romantic things for your man, and
hopefully he picks up.
Those are the choices you have.
Yeah.
You make the best of your bad situation that you chose for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Or you get divorced and you've got kids going back and forth. I mean, those are your options.
Both options are difficult.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Love letters. love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
I'm desperately in need of some advice. I was married to a guy and got divorced 3 years ago, and we have two teenage kids together. I started dating this guy back in December who I adore and I can see a possible future with, but he is extremely jealous. What I mean by that is that he cannot stand the thought of me having to have any contact with my ex, even when it concerns our children, or the possibility of any guy speaking to me at my job, which I work in customer service, so I have to talk to them. Also, because of his crazy jealousy, I've had to unfriend a lot of guy friends from my Facebook because he thinks all of them want to be more than just friends, even though all of them are married and have their own families. I feel like I'm constantly having to reassure him that I'm not going to cheat on him. Help me. I don't know what to do. I've never been in a relationship like this before, where a guy is jealous and controlling. Wendy.
Run
as fast as you can.
The other way.
Yep.
He showed you.
Do not pass go. Do not accept $200. Whatever it is, get out.
Take the $200.
Yeah.
You've got about a million red flags poking you in the eye. They're not just waving your face. They're like poking you, jabbing you right in the face, and you're choosing to ignore them.
Yep.
I get it. You're divorced. You're so relieved that a man is interested in you. I was that girl, too. I was relieved. And I put up with a lot of garbage I shouldn't have put up with in certain relationships because I was like, well, it's better than being alone. No, it's not. Being with a jealous, possessive man who it's only going to get worse. This is since December. You're still in the honeymoon phase, honey.
He showed his card
this
quick.
This is the best it's going to be. It's downhill from here. Run.
It's no good.
All right. There you go.
Love letters. Love letters to Kelly.
You're Kelly, you're the love expert.
I am.
My boyfriend's 24, I'm 25. I'm struggling with our relationship because he is not a clean person, not the most hygienic, and doesn't take criticism well at all. When I make suggestions about being neater to him, I try to sugarcoat it and soften it, but he's very delicate and sensitive. He says his parents never taught him to be clean or develop good habits. I've been going back and forth about working on it with him or just leaving, because I'm extremely uncomfortable after finding out just how bad his habits are. He's also been putting on a lot of weight lately. Mm. When I mention that, he says he feels like it's fine. Should I keep trying to work to make it better, or should I just leave? That's Nicole.
But he didn't care.
He is fat, happy, and nasty.
Look, you shouldn't have to change for a man. A man shouldn't have to change for you. So you go find the one that meets your requirements. Now, I'm not saying he has to be an OCD freak, but you want a man that takes a bath.
Right.
He sounds depressed to me if he's gained weight and gotten unclean.
Yeah, you're right, Jenna.
Or he might just be a good old boy that just likes to drink beer and eat a lot of food.
I need a little stank in my life.
And doesn't care about hygiene.
I'll take a bath first.
It could be that too. But it sounds like he's happy the way he is. So
yeah, that's not, it's not a match.
It doesn't say that exactly.
It's just not a match.
A match. Don't settle.
That's why they call it dating.
Yeah.
I mean, because you go on dates.
There's girls that like stinky guys.
If I was told by a man, honey, you kind of smell. You might want to. I would be so horrified. Every time he got around me, I would smell like fresh daisies. I would be so obsessed with being clean, clean, clean. This guy didn't care.
Yeah.
Does not care. So there you go.
All right. One last quickie.
Okay.
Love letters. Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
Yeah.
My girlfriend and I went on our first date 6 months ago. After a couple months of dating, hanging out, we made it official. Now we are boyfriend-girlfriend. So now we've been boyfriend-girlfriend for 4 months. I just recently found out, though, that the night before we made it official, right before we made it official, she hooked up with her ex-boyfriend.
Whoa.
Is it weird that this bothers me? I know we weren't officially dating, but we practically were, and definitely were in my mind. I really like her, but I feel betrayed and hurt by this, and I'm trying to get over it, but I want to know if my feelings are normal, Jeff.
Of course your feelings are normal, Jeff. This is one of those situations where I really wish I knew how old you were.
Yeah.
They're young.
You're probably young.
Because that's how you define...
You're very young.
Yeah.
But officially boyfriend, girlfriend, you're young.
Totally normal.
So, yeah, it's totally
But that
normal.
Is strange that you were dating and then she did that.
Yeah.
Maybe she just wanted to make one last... I want to make sure he's the one.
A ditch effort.
Or maybe she's just weak.
Yeah.
Maybe she's not ready to settle down. She likes the idea of being in a relationship. Maybe she really regrets it, and she's going to spend every day of the rest of this relationship trying to make it up to you. But the only thing you're asking me about is, are you justified in your feelings? And I say, yes, you are justified in
absolutely.
Your feelings.
There you go. And if you want to write our love expert, make sure you go to KidNation.com because we'll be back at it again on Wednesday with Love Letters to Kelly. And today's edition was brought to you by KiwiCo.
Such a cool,
if you have kids, this is awesome. Anywhere from zero all the way to like 16, 19-year-old kids.
Mm-hmm. And kids at heart.
And kids at heart.
Some of these adults love it, too. I'll tell you what, I love a subscription box.
Yeah.
I can say it properly.
You can't say it, but you love it.
No,
yeah.
I have not been drinking, but it's residual from Mexico.
Exactly.
A subscription box is great. It's so much fun for us to look forward to as adults. Why shouldn't kids have that same anticipation every month?
And it helps with STEAM, which is science, technology, engineering, art, and math. My kids got their first box. We built a robot, of course, not a working robot, because I got the Kiwi box, so it's for the little kids. But they have a robot. His name's Bob. He goes around the house all the time.
Wow.
Best friends. I mean, Rob the robot.
Rob.
We created a race car, and then we put it on track and programmed it so that the car could go around. And they felt like this was so cool. I can make it go around. I can make go off the thing.
Mm-hmm.
So they're having a blast with their Kiwi box.
I just love that it gets them off technology for a hot minute.
Yeah.
Anything to get them away from
right.
their devices. And
right.
this actually engages them. And it's really fun to do it with your kids, too.
And all the materials come, so you're not going to have to go to the store. It comes in your box. KiwiCo got you all set up. And it's convenient. And it's actually affordable. Monthly options start at just $19.95 a month, including the shipping.
And there's no commitment either. You can cancel at any time. So
anytime.
Try it.
Yeah. And school's about to start. Got to get those brains going already. And if you're a Kid Nation member, go to KiwiCo.com/kid to get your first month for free. That's KiwiCo.com/kid and get that first month for free.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.